Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. High-profile races for Wisconsin governor and U.S. senator brought out a record number of voters to the polls this week. Unofficial totals put the number of ballots cast Tuesday at almost 2.7 million. That would be 57.2% of the state's voting age population, a high watermark for a midterm election in Wisconsin. And after surviving a re-election challenge, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says her first priority when she returns to Washington will be completing the farm bill. The Wisconsin Democrat says she hopes that she will provide relief to struggling farmers. Baldwin says even though the economy is going well as a whole, many Wisconsin dairy farmers are at risk of going out of business. She says she'll also work to lower the cost of prescription drugs. And Republican leaders of the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate will meet to discuss limiting the power granted to the state's incoming Democratic governor. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he wants to discuss the situation with Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. Voss says lawmakers may have given outgoing Republican Governor Scott Walker too much power. A spokesperson for Governor-elect Tony Evers says that means Voss is doubling down on division. With the legislature overwhelmingly controlled by Republicans, Evers expects to face gridlock when he returns. And the latest twist in a bitter dispute over state groundwater playing out in the high courts or in the courts in the Capitol includes the Department of Natural Resources approving high-capacity wells in areas deemed harmful to trout streams. Tramell Gomes has more.
In 2015, the agency found that pumping could harm the streams, and last year, a Madison judge invalidated three well permits near Four Mile, Buena Vista, and Stoltenberg Creeks out of fears the wells could impair those streams. The permits approved this year allow wells possibly even closer than the original permits, and Evan Feinauer with the conservation group Clean Wisconsin says this move puts the state's water resource and overall environment in jeopardy.
We have an attorney general who has effectively ordered scientists at the Department of Natural Resources to stick their head in the sands and ignore impacts that we know are occurring. And so now we're in a sort of denialism phase rather than a solutions phase, and we need to be in the solutions phase.
Feinauer says one solution is getting the legislature to determine how best to address sharing the state's water supply without harming the environment. DNR spokesman Jim Dix says the agency approved the permit based on Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel's opinion that the agency can't consider well impacts on nearby waters. Feinauer says there's also an environment and economic case to be made for protecting the trout streams, since the science shows heavy pumping from the underground aquifer have been drying up lakes, streams, and other wells. At the urging of industry groups, the Republican-controlled legislature has loosened pumping rules, saying farmers need the water for crops. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Tramell Gomes.
And we've had measurable snow on the ground already, and just in time with the changing of the season, the state has made this Winter Awareness Week. And Oneida County Emergency Management spokesperson Dawn Robinson says you should get your vehicle serviced to be ready for winter. She says your vehicle should have some emergency gear with it should you become stranded.
Non-perishable, high-calorie foods, energy bars, bottled water, some games, blankets, extra boots, hats, mittens, look at those type of things. So your needs are going to change whether you have seniors riding with you and infants riding with you.
And she says don't forget the needs of your pets as well. More information is available at the State Department of Military Affairs website, readywisconsinwi.gov. And our forecast for this afternoon, scattered flurries, cloudy, high near 30. Tonight, some snow, low around 23, about an inch possible. More snow Friday, about another inch possible, cloudy, high near 28, and snow likely on Friday night, and then Saturday mostly sunny, high near 27. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.